Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
in a bottle of rum.
Good gravy, everybody. What's good? Big Red, Brother B, in the house, the menu, Blog Talk Radio. How the hell are you? How you doing?
I've had better days, Brother B, better days.
What happened? Please tell me, maybe you just stubbed your toe. You just stubbed your toe?
I didn't do what?
So you did stub your toe. Did you stub your toe?
Stub my toe?
Tell me.
Yeah. Stub my toe. That seemed to be, you know, the highlight of my day. So.
I got you.
I done stubbed my toe.
Yeah.
I tell you.
And I hope it's nothing more severe than that. Nothing more severe.
Oh, no.
No, we don't need nothing else for you.
Right.
Yo.
How you doing, Brother B?
Man, listen. I ain't going to even shit nobody. I just used the French words. I'm not going to sit up here and act like that. I ain't tired because I am, man. It's been a long day. You know, I just started school yesterday and work and school. Two classes. Yo, when I say my ass is dragging, I got to put my ass in a shopping cart and pull it. That's how tired I am. It's beyond dragging.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, you know what? Like I said, you have a goal in mind. You work through it. You know what? Like I said, that's what, God put us on this earth to do what we have to do. And, He's going to push you through it. That's how, He's going to push you through it. He's going to make sure. He's going to say, you're going to see that light at the end of the tunnel. You see it. Yeah. So you just do what you got to do. Bring it on in. So, otherwise than that.
Yeah, you see what happened? That's how tired.
What happened?
Made a mistake and hit the damn button. What were you just saying? I just had to call back.
What was it?
So I hit the button. I don't know what you said. What did you say?
Oh, no, I said, God put us here to do what we need to do. So you know what? We're gonna do it. We're gonna get it.
Oh, man.
It's gonna go through. And like I say, you're gonna be tired.
This is new level of tired. I've been tired before, but this is different. I ain't no spring chicken.
You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'm no longer a spring chicken. I'm more like a seasoned duck
I'm tired. You're getting back into things like school and stuff. like that, yeah, you, like I say, you know, when you're younger, you can do it, but right now, yeah, it's like,
Yeah, I know. So, you know, apologies, everyone, for my low energy. I'm trying to get some turbo boost in my ass right now. I'm trying. Yeah, man. But yeah, everybody, what's up, y'all? The menu, Blog Talk Radio. Big Red Brother B in the house.
Okay.
Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Yeah, we on Facebook. The menu. Mind Your Mental. MINDURMENTAL. As well as Instagram. The menu. Mind Your Mental. MINDURMENTAL. Yeah. Instagram at the menu. Yeah, that's how that goes. So, it's been a lot of weird. I don't even know where to begin when I say it's been a lot of. It's just been real. Like, we just spoke about this, like, a couple of weeks ago on the show, talking about just crime in New York and just, like, things have just been going crazy in general. So I was on the phone talking with somebody because, of course, once again, I really don't pay attention to the news that much. But one day I did, like, turn on my phone and, you know, Google News, and the next thing you know, it's talking about how some guy stabs another dude, up in the Dave and Buster's in Times Square. Now, I'm saying to myself, y'all, what part? And now, there was no purpose in running. Like, if you're going to stab somebody in the Dave and Buster's, period, there's no purpose in running. You just might as well just stab them and then go sit down and eat a sandwich or something like that and wait for police to come. Because there's a million and one cameras. There's a bunch of cameras all over the place. You ain't getting caught.
Right.
Besides, there's a bunch of eyewitnesses, all this and that. Like, where do you think you're going? Like, my thing is this. If you're going to do a crime like that, or if you're going to do something like that, you might as well just stand there and wait for the police. Just sit there and wait for the police.
Right.
You know, you're in a Dave and Buster's, crowded-ass restaurant, and you're going to stab somebody for what? Because whatever situation is, it wasn't worth it to go that far. I mean, I understand you want to hit somebody over the head with a plate or something like that. You know what I'm saying? That's different. But when you're talking about it, like stabbing somebody in a Dave and Buster's. Yeah, okay. I don't know how far you think you're going to get, but good luck with that.
People are just like, yeah, it's like, just like you said, it's cameras around. I don't understand why people do things, just like you're saying, you think you're going to get away with it. Like, where are you going to get away with something if they have cameras and that person say, okay, you stabbed, did the person end up passing away or they alive or what?
I believe they're still alive.
Okay, so now this person can ID you if they can. They can ID you maybe. Or like I said, if the camera's up, eventually they're going to know who you are or they're going to do something, but I guess they feel it's going to take time because guess what? Like I said, we live in New York. A lot of these, unfortunately, a lot of these precincts don't care depending on the person or depending on the situation. A lot of these precincts are, you know, like I said, they're overcrowded with, lack of a better word, overcrowded with things that are going, especially if that's the Dave and Buster's in Times Square, right?
Yep.
That happened? Okay, so, I mean, you know, exactly. See, that's the thing. It's like they're so overwhelmed with everything else. I mean, that may take priority, but then again, it may not, because guess what? If he getting stabbed, and somebody else then got shot and killed, or somebody got raped and killed, or something, you know, understand what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I don't understand why people do the things that they do. People are so wicked these days. You can't even go, once again, you can't go simple places to just have fun. That's a damn day. What time was that when that happened? Because guess what, children go there.
Yeah.
You got them adults going there with their parents and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't understand.
I don't know what could have transpired, you know, for all that to go down. I mean, from what, you know, it was relayed to me about the story was the argument ensued because apparently some box had fell near the patron and, you know, I guess they got into an argument and next thing you know, it just turned into something else. And it's like, you know, you don't want to believe it was something that simple that triggered somebody to do it. But nowadays, yeah, it's anything. Anything and everything, but it just seems to be triggering certain people. Like he went on, you know, brother of mine went on to tell me, oh, did you hear about this story? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, as much as I don't want to watch the news or listen to the news, he's giving me the news. You know what I'm saying? So he's giving me the news, and which he told me about the Chinese delivery man that was killed. By some guy who seemed to have had like this friction going on with the Chinese restaurant for some time. And apparently, like I said, I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I read the story because I didn't, because I really don't care to a degree because it's just kind of depressing. But for my own, you know, I just got to probably check into it. So he said apparently this whole thing was over a dispute. I guess he just got fed up and shot the guy multiple times because of duck sauce.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so you did hear about it. Are you serious? Like, you're shooting people, you took somebody's life because of duck sauce. Because of duck sauce. You hear stuff about this, and then it just makes you sometimes just not want to go outside. You don't want to go anywhere.
Absolutely.
Like, we haven't even fully gotten to the swing of summer yet, and it's like, you never know. You go out there, and you do something wrong. I remember I was reading this story, couple months ago, about a girl, somebody was on a train eating food. The girl didn't like it. Accident stopped, argument started, and the next thing you know, she slashes her in the face.
Oh,
just because she was on the train eating, and she didn't like it. It's not to say that things weren't crazy before, but things are really bugged out now. Like, this is that mental fallout of COVID that we were discussing, you know, on that mental health show, you know, some weeks ago. This is that mental fallout, and it's like sometimes you just got to ask yourself, how much worse can it get? Like, what's next? You know what I'm saying? You just had this guy shoot people on a train and throw some little homemade smoke bombs and shit like that. It's like, are you serious?
Right. Now, what happened with that situation? Have you ever heard anything after that?
Oh, no, that kind of... I mean, not swept under the rug, but yeah, it came and kind of went, which is interesting.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. What happened with that?
your guess is as good as mine. I mean, you know, I've spoke with a couple of people and they felt it was suspect from the beginning, but you know, once again, I don't really get into the news like that. It's depressing. I try to avoid it, you know, even though sometimes I may have to do some research or watch something because of the show. But I really try to avoid it because it's like, who wants to keep constantly hearing about the same old misery?
Right.
Like, I'm waiting for the news to just say, like, listen, today we're not going to talk about anything miserable. We're just going to, you know, talk about something positive and uplifting, and we want you viewers to enjoy it. That's I would love that. Like, I would love that, but everything is depressing. You got people out here stealing catalytic converters, going into people's cars and cutting off catalytic converters and selling. Like, really? And then if you catch them, like, they're getting into confrontation, shooting at one another. And, I mean, it's ridiculous.
What is it that
the catalytic converters. Apparently, the catalytic converters, they are part of the emissions system, the exhaust system on the car. So people are, you know, going under them and cutting the pipe, cutting the exhaust pipe and cutting it out, and then, like, taking them and selling them. Yeah.
Wow.
They're going under the car, and they're selling them. And, you know, there's been some situations, you know, I have seen there's been some, you know, situations where somebody's either coming out of their house or, you know, someone sees them doing it and, they confront them and, you know, it's been some stuff that went down. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, it's just like,
you know,
I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, it gets to a point where you become speechless. And, you know, as much as you want to keep things on a positive note and talk about positive all the time, sometimes you do have to address, you know, or speak on certain things that are going on. But sadly, it's like sometimes we speak on, there's always something kind of negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes very taxing, you know, on the person spiritually to have to just keep talking about, like, negative shit all the time. Like, negative, 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 negative.
Right.
Like, I don't, you know, I try to stay away from it, you know, but at the same time, you don't want to not be honest.
But, you know, that negative,
you know, doing something
like
this.
Yeah, you realize now, like, I think in this day, you know, like, I don't know, like I said, I think a lot of it has to do with just social media and just, like, you know, somebody, people are looking to belong, or they're looking for some type of recognition, I guess, or something like that. So it's like it's easier to get that what you're looking for off of something negative than something positive. And I don't understand why that is. I don't understand it. Because I would rather play somebody, you know, offer something positive. Like, well, you know, if you're doing something positive, doing something good with yourself, like, yeah, I'd rather, you know, go off of that. But I don't want to go off of, you know, negative and something, you know, something negative. I don't understand why people do that.
Yeah. It's, like I said, like, after a while, you know, it kind of takes the fun. Unless we stick to certain topics, it just kind of takes the fun, you know, out of what we do when it comes down to doing the show and the podcast. It just kind of takes the wind out of your sail when you got to, like, talk about stuff like that. And it's like, you know, I mean, hey, to that Chinese food delivery guy, you know, rest in peace. He didn't deserve that.
No,
nine times
not
out of ten, you know, these delivery people, they're out here busting their asses. You got families to take care of, things that I do. Like these people, some of these people come over to this country and do the jobs that us American people who were born here just don't want to do.
Yep.
And for you to just actually think that you can just do something like that.
Take somebody's life, like that, yeah.
Yeah, over something so frivolous. Not just, you know what I'm saying, of course, taking it lightly. There's no excuse to it anyway, but over something so frivolous, it's like, you know what? Like, you're a piece of shit human.
Yep.
Like, you're really a piece of shit. But the sad thing is, like, we're seeing and hearing about more pieces of shit human beings than the positive ones.
Right.
And that's, like I said, after a while, that just becomes very annoying and it's very taxing, you know, on a person, you know, spiritually. You know, it really is. But, how you doing, Miss Cherry? Hi, Miss Cherry.
Miss Cherry!
Hi, guys. You got me sad.
What's going on, Miss Cherry?
Why you think,
yo,
why you
listen,
doing?
I, you know,
don't be
I, I, I didn't want to, but I had to because, like, that's not cool, man. That's really not cool. Like, that man didn't deserve that. Like, we've all ordered, like, I don't know how, I mean, I haven't done it in a while, but I've ordered Chinese food before, and these people come over, they listen, I see these people out here, rain, sleet, snow, hellfire, all types of
Absolutely, hurricane.
But they out here bringing you your damn food. And it's going to get to a point where one day, they just may be like, you know what, forget it. Come get your own damn food now. We ain't delivering nothing.
Yep.
Now, you know what I'm saying, Absolutely. You want to do stuff like that now. We ain't delivering nothing no more. Come get your own damn food.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just stupid, man. But on to the topic, man. Once again, what up, everybody? It's the menu, Blog Talk Radio, Big Red Brother B in the house. Got Miss Cherry in the house. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Yes. I'm sleepy, but the show must go on. One monkey don't stop no show. So
wake up.
One monkey don't stop
show. Right? You know, listen, I would drink some coffee or something, but like, I know, like, once the show is a wrap, I'm going to sleep, and I don't want to do anything that's going to just like have me just up to like 2 a.m. because then that's really going to make me cry. I'm just gonna just really disappear, like cry, like, you know how babies be crying when they get tired and cranky. Like, yeah, that's gonna
yep.
be me. And yeah, I don't want to be about that life, at all. No, but on with the topics. So, Red had brought up to me something about college, and I would. And I must say, it kind of it's something that I've thought about, especially, you know, me being back in school and my daughter, you know, in school. And it's like the pressure, you know, for whether you want to call it college or continuing education, the pressure mm-hmm. that society puts, you know, on some people to, you know, go back to school. You know, or continue to, you know, to go to school, go to college. And I see it as there's a necessary evil, but at the same time, in some cases, it's not. Because there are people out there that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars and they don't have any college degrees. But depending on what your field is, it may require it. So you got to spend that money to get that money. You know, or some people just like to do it because they just, hey, I like going to school, so I'm going to go to this school, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to just go to school. So, Red,
yes.
What's your, you know, you came up with this idea for this topic. What say you, Red? What say you?
Well, the topic that I said, it's like, why do we put so much, like, why are we putting so much pressure onto our children to go to college all the time? Like, why do we put so much pressure on them about it? I'll say, and I think it's more, you know, it's nothing wrong with that, but I think us as Black people, I think we do it more than others do. I think we put more pressure on it. I don't know if it's because there may be, you know, other people in the family didn't go to college or didn't even, you know, go to school at all. I mean, I get all of that, but I feel that when you do that, when you do, it kind of turns the child off, or it would turn them off sometimes from wanting to go. And I even seen that with my own son where I drilled it. I did drill it in his head about going to school, and he also came back and forth with me about it. And then I, you know, realized one day, you know, I said, you know what, I put a lot of pressure on him with school. I had to sit back and look at it. I put a lot of pressure on him from school from when he was from when he was like maybe in pre-K, because he's gifted. He was in the gifted, you know, he got tested and everything, and he was gifted. And it's just like when he got into junior high school, it just went out the window. He's still gifted, and then I wanted to choke him after a while. It's like, what happened? But then I still, you know, put a little bit of, you know, I put a lot of pressure on him when he came to school, and I had to see that. It's just, you know, it's not just about college. It's just about, you have parents that just put a lot of pressure on their children when it comes to school, especially if they know the child, once again, is gifted, or they know that, you know, maybe, oh, this is the first person in the family to get a, you know, high school diploma, walk away, you know. It's like, you know, sometimes when you do that, it can turn them off. And especially when they get into a point, especially, I guess when they get into like more like, well, I'll say when they start getting into teenagers and stuff like that, and they start learning them, especially these kids now, because they're on this thing of, you know, what they're learning in school, they know it's a lot of BS now. You understand, when we were growing up going to school, we didn't, you know, we wasn't thinking about it. Remember, you know, George Washington, you chop down the cherry tree and stuff like that, cut and dry. Now these kids are like, Christopher Columbus ain't discovering no America. What are you talking about? Like, they're like they you know, it's like they're learning certain things.
They question everything.
And it's just like,
they question.
Right, they're questioning stuff now because they're hearing things, they're seeing things, they're learning, you know, different type of, you know, they're learning more about, especially like I said, our people, they're learning a little more about their Black culture, things that they're not going to learn in school, things that they're not going to teach them, things that they're not going to tell them. They're just going to tell them about the main people, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, you know, Shirley Chisholm, they're straight like that. But guess what? There are way more you need to learn about, and it's deep, very deep. And it can get, it's very deep, and if a lot of them have those, like I said, a lot of them parents are in our age bracket where we are also getting to that point. Because like I said, I'm mad at myself about a lot of the stuff that I've heard growing up going to school. And it's just like a light switch came on. It's like, are you kidding me? I'm mad at myself for that. So it's like, I'm not going to have my, you know, my sons, you know, sitting around thinking that, oh, like I said, oh, George Washington, you know, Lincoln, you know, no. We gonna tell you the real deal with that. So, you know, that's, you know, it's like, you know, where's that pressure coming from? Why do we put so much on it? And like I said, I get it because, you once again, look at all the, you know, the Black, like I said, look at all the Black colleges that we have now. You know, not that, you know, everybody goes there, but, you know, look at how, you know, it's out there for the taking. You understand?
Yeah. I don't know. What you think, Miss Cherry?
Miss Cherry.
All right. So I'm definitely one of those parents that put pressure on my son to go to college. But I'm not the first generation to go. My mom went. And she was really big on education, really big on education.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I didn't think it was that important, I saw when I got into, like, the workforce, it makes a difference. It makes a difference to them. Not necessarily us. I know a lot of people go to school and they say, I got a degree and I'm not even using it. Well, sometimes you don't need to use that particular degree, but just having that degree will open up doors for you. So I always tell the story how when I first got hired at my job, I walked in and I had my four-year degree. I didn't have any kids or anything. I didn't have any responsibilities. I was still living at home. And I met another sister. She was there. She had three kids. But she didn't have a degree. And we sat down and we did the same job, but I started at $3 more an hour. And then later on, as we moved on, because I'm at my job 25 years, she couldn't get promotion because they required to have a degree. She, you know, she eventually went back and she got, you know, a degree and she was able to move up the ladder. But sometimes on our way in, we don't think it's important, but it becomes important once we get where we want to be and we want to move further on. So, unfortunately, and I don't think you need a college degree to be successful, but I do think that when people tell you the story of you know, I didn't have a degree, I barely graduated high school, and now I'm a millionaire. I think those are unicorns. I don't think everybody can do that. And a lot of times people are not honest about how they actually got to where they are. They didn't get there. 90% of them had hookups. They knew somebody. They're somebody's relative. 90% of them did not start with nothing, selling fruit on the corner, and became millionaires. So we just have to keep in mind, I don't discourage anybody from doing anything, but I just tell them, you know, you might be thinking for the now, you know, I don't need it right now. No, you don't need a college degree to flip burgers at McDonald's. I can even say with my job, when I got hired at my job, you didn't need a college degree to get hired, but you need one now. You know, they are not hiring people that don't have a degree to do the same job I did 25 years ago. So the criteria is getting harder. If you're thinking for the now and you're comfortable now and you plan to retire and live the way that you do now, you're not trying to go up and you're comfortable, then you don't need that degree. But if you do want to have other things, you have other plans that may require more money, may require movement, you have to start thinking about long term. And I start school on Monday. I'm almost 50. I'm going back. Not because I have to, because it was something that I started.
I thought you was 80.
Oh, really? I look good for 80, right? I look darn good for 80.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So my son's in college now. He's finishing up. And it was like things that I put off, you know, so that he can make it. And now that he's there, I'm like, I'm going to go back and do it. I'm doing it for me. I don't have to do it, but I'm doing it for me. And I think that's important. You set your goals, what's important for you. But always keep in mind, unless you are comfortable where you are, that, you know, you need to plan for your future because it's coming.
Right.
Now, there's something very interesting. Thank you for sharing. There's something very interesting about what you said, you know, in your story. So, you know, you came into the job. You didn't have no kids. You know, you had your paperwork. She had three kids. She didn't have any paperwork. You know, they paid you $3 more than her. Now, the thing that kind of gets me about that is that you got paperwork, and that paperwork didn't come cheap. So you mean $3, like a couple of extra bucks, is all that you give to someone who has that paperwork compared to the person who's there that's already doing the job or doing a job there? And,
Let me clarify a little bit. I was just graduating, so I had no experience. She had accounting experience, so she was already in the field. She was already doing the job. She just didn't have that paper. I didn't have any experience walking in the door. And, yeah, I started at $3 more an hour, but then I was able to move up the ladder where she couldn't necessarily move. You know, there's a glass ceiling at all entry levels. Until she went back and got her degree, when she got to the top of that glass level or that glass ceiling, wherever it was, her pay wasn't getting higher. She could either move out or, you know, try to move into another department or something like that. And it was all based on a piece of paper. If you wanted to certain level, you needed that piece of paper. So over the years, it does pay for itself. It does open up opportunities and doors that are not necessarily open to everybody else. And you just have to decide where you want to be. If she was comfortable with her three kids and she only wanted to go to that certain level, there would be no need for her to invest in trying to get a degree so she can go further. You just have to consider that. It does cost a lot, but there is a lot that you get back in return. That's just my opinion.
I mean, and, you know, I do believe that. But in the same breath, it's like, wait a minute now. So, like you said, that paper does cost a lot. And, you know, my thing is, you know, if you're going to go that route, you know, you need to be well compensated for it.
because student loans ain't cheap. These schools are not cheap
at all.
And you know, there's a lot of people who are in student loan debt. I mean, there's a lot of people that are thankful to Biden right now, President Biden, who has, like, deferred, you know, this whole student loan thing and is actually trying to do some student loan forgiveness, you know, thing for, you know, people who owe a certain amount of money. Because, I mean, it's a killer. Like, you go to school for 4 years, you take out these loans, and then 6 months to whatever, you know, after you leave school, it's like, boom, here's a bill. Like, you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to start paying that. And there's a lot of times where some people don't even get to get the jobs that they go, like, you know, you went for a degree in engineering or you went for a degree in this, and sometimes people come out of school and they don't even get these jobs right away.
Well, let me just say this. It's because we're not educated when it comes to school. There's a lot of people talking, a lot of assumptions. Depending on what field you go into, a lot of times you can get your student loans erased anyway. So, like, if you go into the nursing field or you go into the medical field and you're a doctor or a lawyer and you're willing to graduate and then, say, do service in your community, a low-income community, for 4 or 5 years, they will erase your debt. But we don't know that, and we don't go for those type of careers. You know, a lot of us want to be business administration. We want to be gym teachers. We don't want to be neurosurgeons. We don't want to be doctors. And that's where those debts are getting erased. So if you want to go for a complicated field, you're more than likely you're not going to pay what you think. I didn't even know some of the Ivy Leagues are free. You just have to be smart enough to get into them. When we hear Ivy League, we think a lot of money, we can't afford it. No, if you work really hard, you don't have to pay anything because they're all covered by grants. And we just don't know that. So we're out there and we're discouraging each other from busting our behinds in school and getting those grades. They're not doing that to their own. We're doing it to ours. You don't need that paper. You don't need that degree. We should be telling our kids, kick it up, you know. You need to kick it up because your grades need to be good enough where you can ride for free and you can go into any field you want.
But some of these kids, some of these kids out there, and they see this, they also see other people doing it without a degree. So it's sometimes a situation where you don't even have to say anything. You don't have to say anything discouraging or whatever. They're actually seeing people. I mean, listen, okay.
But those people are rare. They don't represent everybody because if everybody could do it, we all would be on the same even keel. So if you know one or two people. My son graduated with a kid right now. He went down to Miami, and he's making money hand over fist. But that's not the story of most of the kids that graduated with him. I mean, God bless, this kid is doing well, and he didn't go on to college. But right now, that's short term. And you don't know, maybe he's smart enough to get that money, but is he smart enough to keep that money? Is he smart enough to know what to do? Was he lucky? We don't even know his story. He can tell you one thing and be doing something else. So we can't always look at that unicorn and think that it applies to everybody. I'm not saying college is not the perfect fit for everybody. You know, there are people that go in and they do trade schools. There are people that go into, like, the MTA and they do pretty well. But if you're encouraging or discouraging your kids from going to college and telling them they don't need it at all, I'm just saying it's not just the college degree. I'll give you another example. Like, I was talking to one of my friends the other day that I went to college with, and she said to me, she said, I'm still paying off of college. We graduated over 25 years ago. And I was like, yeah, it was really expensive. And she said, you know what? But she said, I can't. She said, I would do it again because of the experiences we had. Like, for me and her in particular, I got to study overseas. I would have never done that if I didn't go to that school. I would have never done a lot of things and gone a lot of places or even attempted to do certain things if I didn't go to that school. So it was more than just, you know, me getting a degree. It was the experience, me moving out my parents' house, me making it on my own, supposedly, at the school, me making decisions for myself, me growing up, me making choices. all that comes under the umbrella of when you're not necessarily under your parents' house and they're not making decisions for you. You learn to grow up when you're in college.
But
so
now,
you have
okay,
to consider
so,
it's not just the dollars for, you know, a degree. It's so much more.
Okay. Okay. Now, how do you explain that to these kids? And I understand the unicorn theory, but how do you say that to these kids when they see people with OnlyFans pages and they turn around and either they're shaking their ass, or I saw one where this chick was eating seafood. Like, she was just eating seafood, and, like, she had all these people just, like, paying to watch her eat seafood. Okay, all right. All right. I'm just, yeah, I'm awake now. Are you serious? So you're trying to tell me she's sitting in front of a camera eating seafood, and she's getting paid. So what do you tell, like, how do you explain this to the person, the kid who's sitting up, busting their ass, wrecking their brain right now to take these finals and putting that pressure on themselves to pass because they need to get these good grades so they can get this paperwork so they can move forward in life? Because basically, in their mind, that's the only way they can achieve X, Y, or Z. But you have this woman who's sitting there eating food in front of a camera.
Can you explain it the same way you would if you explain to your child why you don't want her on a pole? I mean, she can go on a pole and earn money very quickly, but that's not what you want to be known for. And, you know, maybe it's okay for right now when you're 20 or 21 and you think that the world is it. But when you get older and you have your own kids and they're looking at you, you have to be accountable for what you've done. So, yeah, there are many ways to go out there and earn quick money. Same way you would explain to them, you don't want them dealing drugs, you don't want them on the pole. You would explain to them you don't want these fans only pages and things like that. It's quick money.
That influence is much heavier than us telling them. Because my younger one, he's the same way. He thinks that he goes, oh, I know this guy, that he's 24 years old, and he got his own house. And I said, fool, you do know that those houses are rented, right? I said, that's not his house. Mm-hmm. I said, he's putting on an illusion that's what I'm saying. These kids, that social media stuff got them so mixed up that they don't know reality from fantasy. They don't know it. They can't separate the two. There ain't no way in hell 24, right, 24 years old, so like he got his house and all his money. I said, please. I said, that's probably movie money, and that damn house is rented.
Mm-hmm.
I said, y'all got to be kidding me with this.
When that money dries up, that house is gone, those friends are gone, those people he thinks are friends are gone, those connections are gone. I mean, they're not thinking, they see somebody, first of all, anybody that has to get on social media and show you everything they got really doesn't have anything. Because when you are having a good time, you don't have time to be sitting up there snapping pictures showing everybody else. You're just enjoying yourself. So these people are out there trying to convince you to buy a story that they don't believe. And you just have to be able to know what your reality is, decide what makes you happy and live that, and let everybody else decide what makes them happy and let them live their lives. Looking at somebody and thinking because they got a car, they got a better life is ridiculous. Bigger house, better life, that's ridiculous. We all know that's not true. Look at all these social media, but society influencers that are killing themselves. They got all that money. Yep. Everybody sees them, and they're dropping dead. They're either overdosing or they're committing suicide because they're not happy. Money does not do that.
Yep. This is true. This is true, but at the same token, we're dealing with a different generation who they see things way differently. Their work ethic is way different, or in some cases, damn near nil compared to how we came up, because their grind is different than ours. Their grind is way different than ours. Like, we were grinding to do X, Y, and Z. Their grind is, you know, all about something else. So it's hard to tell them
you know, oh, you go to college, you go get your education 4 years, you come out, you go get a good job, and this, that, and the third, because they'll sit back and say no. That's what your parents told you.
Yeah.
And you either, A, you're working at a Home Depot or something like that. Like, this, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with these jobs. But they'll sit there and throw that in your face like, oh, well, you went and got your paperwork, and now look where you're at. And you're not working, you know, where you're supposed to be working. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. But me, no, I'm taking another route. And look, yeah, I'm making, you know, I don't have to be making a whole bunch of money, but I'm making something to maintain. I'm doing something. And that's the thing. It's about maintenance. Like, some of them are just like, well, listen, as long as I'm pulling the X, Y, and Z, like, I'm good. You know, I'll get the bag. I may have to do a little bit extra to get the bag, but I'm going to get it, and I don't have to do 4 years of school and put myself in debt. And that's what a lot of them are looking at, because when you said that your friend and y'all left school 25 years ago and she's still paying off school.
What? She took a hiatus from paying. That's why. She wasn't paying.
No, no,
because
I mean,
she would have been done. You know, she at a certain point, she was like, I ain't paying. So that's why she still has debt.
And okay, I get it. I get it, but still, it's like it's a bill. It's a big bill. It's something that you just have to deal with. And a lot of these kids now, they don't want to deal with that. They really don't.
Said,
they see other ways to hustle and get bread.
If they don't want to deal with it, they can choose to go to school for something that is not a dime a dozen. You have to go for that specialty field. You have to be willing. Hard work pays off. You know, I always tell my son, either you're going to work hard when you're young or you're going to work hard when you're older. You got to decide.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to work hard when you're younger, you're going to do everything you have so that you can relax when you get older. Other than that, as you get older, you get poor if you remain the same. You either have to have more money coming in because with inflation and everything like that, look what happened over the last 3 years. Try to buy some meat at the same cost that it was 3 years ago. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids that say we don't have to work hard, you know, we can get that money very quickly. Like I said, easy come, easy goes. And once you learn how to work hard for something, even if you lose it, you know you can get it back. If you never had to work for it, and somebody hands something to you and somebody takes it, you have no idea how to get it back. You're starting from zero, whatever that age is. So, like I always tell him, that's my saying at my house. Work hard when you're young or when you're old. Make your decision.
I mean, listen, I get it. I do get it, but you know, you have to admit, you know, we you know, us generation, what were we again? Generation X, or you know, slash we're Generation X slash those you know, millennials or whatever, and then you have the Generation Z. All these alphabet shits is crazy, but anyway, I don't know who makes this shit up. But it's the thing of like, we were, in some cases, we were just dragged into this false insecurity. In some cases, thinking like you do this, you get this. But then society said, you got to do this, 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 and this. Like it threw an extra step in there. In order for you to say, now you can get this, but you got to do this, 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 and this. So it becomes more than just, you know, you getting that paperwork. It becomes more than you just, you know, trying to pay off that loan. Because how many people, once again, went out there, they got their 4 year or some got their 2 year, you know, and next thing you know, they're not working in their field of study. Or they can't find a job in their field of study, so they're forced to do something else. And it is not to discourage anyone, but it is to say that if these people who require the paperwork do not start to open up the door more, because it seemed like they're very frugal on, you know, when it comes down to their hiring practices. And I get it, but you got people out there spending the money – they're doing the job. They're trying to get the paperwork. And what opportunities are they really getting, or what opportunities are they being presented with?
Well,
you know, in some
it's
cases, you
way.
Know, not always any.
It's always been that way.
So it's a gamble.
Our parents
so it's
and stuff
a
like that. Our parents did not
uh-huh.
have to have the same amount of degrees that we needed when we went into the field. And our kids
nope.
are going to need much more to get the same type of job. Have you tried to put in for a job at McDonald's? They're not letting – if you go to McDonald's now, you rarely see, like, the little 14- and 15-year-olds that used to serve the food at the windows. You see grown behind people, our
mm-hmm.
age, you know, trying to make a living. And the
yeah.
assumption used to be, like, if you're old and you work at McDonald's, you don't have a degree. No, that's not the case anymore. It's
nope.
just that the goal has been moved. So now it's like you used to not have to have a degree to work there. Now you need to have at least an associate's, or you need to have at least 60 hours of credit, college credit hours.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps changing so that it becomes harder and more difficult. And the thing that tends to weed us out is financial. Why are we going to put that money in? You know, we're probably not going to be able to get the job we want. As we sit there, we contemplate this, they send their kids in, they get the degree, and then they get the job. We still trying to decide, well, can we make it without it? What's going to happen once we get in there? Who wants to go into a job that, say, they do hire you when you are lucky, and you get in and you're working there, and 10 years from now, you're training other people that are being your bosses because you didn't have that piece of paper when you walked in. It's not fair, but it happens every day. Qualified, being the most qualified, does not mean you get the job. Not when they keep adding criteria for you to be able to advance.
Right.
And that's the discouraging part. That's discouraging because you're trying to tell me that, you know, you want this, you want somebody to have this paperwork, you want them to have this, but on the other end, you turn around and you're giving this job to or giving that, you know, that away that same position to someone who's not really qualified for it. And that's the discouraging part. And that's where this generation is like, the hell with that. I'd rather start my own business. I'd rather go on YouTube or get my own OnlyFans page and sit there and scratch my feet and somebody get paid, you know, pay me for it just to look at this damn video. Like, they're
yep.
doing what we used to say, you got to work smarter, not harder. And
mm-hmm.
for them to come up with some of these little hustles that they come up with is like, you know, are you like, really? Like, and you're getting by doing that? But some of them are actually, you know, making it off these little weird-ass hustles
yeah.
that they're doing.
And
like,
you
yeah,
know what?
Like I said,
and
she's
you know
eating
what?
Seafood
God
in
bless.
Front of a camera. Yeah.
God bless.
No doubt.
If they can do that, that's great. I don't knock anybody's hustle. But be smart enough to plan for your future. If you're on the fans only page and you're getting paid $1,000 a week, be smart enough to invest some of that money because it's going to dry up. People are not going to want to watch you for the rest of your life eat seafood. It's just not going to happen. So if you're able to get that little extra money,
right.
get that little cushion, do something with it so that in your future you can go back. Say. You don't have to go to college at any age. You can go back at 60 and 70. I believe Shaquille O'Neal just got his Mega Stallion. You don't have to be 17 to go to college. But if it is one of your goals, you can go back at any age. You see the stories, the 80-year-olds, the 90-year-olds, they can barely walk, and they walk
right.
across the stage and get the degree. But don't blow all your money. Don't, you know, as soon as it comes in the door, it's going right out the back door because you think it's never going to dry up. I don't fault any of the kids, just as long as they earn the money the right way. I would not like to see my son on the fans-only page. I will put that out there. I think he's better than that. But everybody has to earn their money the way they have to.
But wait a minute. But
if
Ms.
he
Cherry,
chose to do that,
know.
Yeah,
when
if
Ms.
he
Cherry,
chose
he
to do that, I would
have
encourage him to put some of his money aside and invest it and try to get a future in case this just fall apart.
But, Ms. Cherry, he could go do an OnlyFans page showing people how, you know, different techniques to dribble a basketball or different techniques,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to play. And make, like, people are making money off the littlest damn thing. The littlest
yes.
thing. Like, YouTube is flooded with all types of it. You can learn how to do damn near anything on YouTube. But and these people, after a while, they get so many, subscribers, then they turn around and they get, paid, they get spots from, money from commercials, ads and stuff like that. Like, it's they get sponsors. So it's like, yo, what the hell are we really saying? And once again, it's not to discourage anybody from going back to school or, go to school because, hey, I'm doing it. But who's to say, there's always a back door to something. It's like you're trying to do this and you want to do it a certain way, but then there's somebody with the life hack or the back door say, hey, you could do that, but I'm going to do this and I'm still going to get paid. So it's stupid or what?
You can get jobs. You can get jobs that really require you to be physical, right? So say if you wanted to be a technician and you climb up the poles and you're fixing, electrical work. That's good money. It's definitely good money. But are you going to be able to do that at 70 and 80? I don't think so.
Right.
I know when I go to see my physician, they darn near leave the practice when they're halfway dead. They're not leaving, being a doctor at 40 and 50. They're there 70, 80. They're still seeing patients. They're going on their vacations because once you get that knowledge in your head, that knowledge that can help people in a way that they want, they're willing to pay for it. And you don't have to work hard. And I just think that we, whether you go to school or not, like I said, it's for the individual. School is not for everybody. You don't have to go to school to be successful. It is a lot harder once you get out there in the real working world to move up and move around without certain things, regardless of what you're being told. But I do also believe that, if you get the type of knowledge in your head that people will pay for, you will not have to work hard when you get old. Whether that's a doctor, a lawyer, Indian chief, if you're an electrician, if you want to start a business and you get apprentices, you don't have to work hard if you have something that people want to buy. You have to work hard when you get something physical. If you want to be a cab driver, nothing wrong with cab driving because they earn very good money. We see that with Uber. I was reading an Uber article. The guy earns $400,000 a year as an Uber driver. Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Really? The money is good. It's just how hard you plan to hustle. But is he going to be able to do that at 70 and 80 if he hasn't made any investments? I don't think so. Now, he should be doing something with that money now to ensure he doesn't have to do this the rest of his life. Although it would be very hard to retire.
Well, this caller that's about to come on, this guy, he shakes his ass on, Instagram, and he's going to tell us his story of how he makes his figures shaking his ass on Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pass it over to the Hot Rod. Vroom, vroom.
Hot
Rod.
Hey.
Hot Rod is one of his, many stage names. So, let him tell it. What's up, Hot Rod?
Listen, all I have to say is, if Miss Cherry is 80 years old and have an OnlyFans page, I'm buying it, okay? Because I like to say,
Cherry,
I'm 80 years old, all right? I'm just saying, if you're 80 and you're looking good like that, I want to buy it. OnlyFans only.
I got the fat of you. I got the fat of you. I'm passing it out.
Don't know how many people want that right now, the following of you? Thousands of you? Please.
You got that hustle.
But you know what? You can't knock the hustle, and that's what we're teaching these young kids today, right? But think about it. Once again, you guys know this Ryan kid on YouTube and how much I can't stand this Ryan kid. A brother be mine, I know, is a kid who's making, over $11 million on YouTube by playing with toys. Playing with toys.
What?
Yeah.
This boy maybe 10 years old by now. No, it's for years. first he did toy reviews. Then him and his family switched it up, and he stopped playing with toys. There are videos on YouTube because my kids watch it all day, especially my toys. She will watch them for hours of people playing with toys and then making money from that.
Wow.
I'm surprised you haven't heard about this. Yes. And I was always yelling at my kids, especially my daughter, why are you watching other people playing with toys, especially kids? Especially when you have the same toy yourself right now. They have spent money for it. But you're watching somebody else playing with that same Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm.
And give that person money.
I think it's just like a, I don't know, like a trance with them or something. I think it's just like, you know, social media is just amazing. I'm just saying, like, social media is amazing for these kids.
No, like Brother B said, you could type in anything and it's something for you to watch. But like Ms. Cherry said, you know, you can't have to hustle, but when you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars of making stupid videos, why not? If people are going to pay you OnlyFans to brush your teeth every morning, hey, why not? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what people are paying for. I don't get
right.
it. But in the long term, like I always tell my interns, I'm like, yes, you're going to make money on TikTok and everything, but you always forget, and kids don't think about it because they're young, always about benefits. You know, life insurance, health insurance, long term.
Yeah.
Kids don't think about that because they think about making that fast money. Compared to us, we busting our ass because we're thinking about the future, you know, because we like to retire at a certain age. These kids, they want to make the money and to live the lifestyle that they watch on social media, having that $1,000 stakes and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, before we go into the next topic, I'm going to let K-Dog clean it out. What's up, K-Dog? What's going on?
Good evening, folks. Good evening, everybody.
Oh, God.
What's up, Hot Rod? Man, what's going on, man? I heard everything you said, man. I had to put myself on me because I was laughing because you're right. You are absolutely right. No,
So you know this Ryan kid, right? You know, you heard about
it.
Yeah,
I heard about it. And you know what? My cousin's kids are watching it. And I'm like, you know what? Social media is really making people stupid. And this is my... How about you know me? I
hate to say this, but I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you.
No, they are.
It is making people stupid.
That's why people are uneducated. You have people out there, they can't hold down relationships because of social media. They can't even read a damn book. What happened to going to the library and picking up a damn book and reading it?
That's lame.
When
you know that?
Don't you? Yeah, I know.
That's
funny.
That's lame.
Whatever happened, that's boring. You know, people make no sense. And where's, you know, there was a time that you would run to buy a newspaper to read news. You'd read news headlines. You'd read sports and all. People don't do that.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time, Kato, you bought a newspaper? Be honest. When was the last time you bought a newspaper?
Damn, man. That was like.
There you go.
Yeah, because everything is downloaded, but then after social media, but people don't get their news from the actual news source. They get it from social media because it's sensational. Anybody could write something about somebody, and people believe, and the public will believe it. Like, oh yes, it's true. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, some of these articles in the newspaper are not as solid. Some of the articles that they're writing in the newspaper, it's not that solid, right? Some of it is not the truth. So they're going to other, you know, sources and other outlets, you know, to get this information. It's like, social media is here, and it's just a plethora of all types of information, whether it's positive or negative, whether it's truth or the false. It's information that is out there. So you
but check this out, people. When it comes to social media, now these days, you know what? Social media, and I've said it before and I say it again, is a blessing and a curse at the same time. Blessing
again
because, you know, you reunite with family, you reunite with friends that you haven't seen in years, you know, you get to reconnect. But at the same token, you go out with somebody these days, and the first thing people do is pull out their phones and start and checking out their phones instead of looking at the person and having a direct conversation with the person.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, once again, that's lame.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
corny. That's what people look at it as.
But let's just turn it to, you know, the next topic real quick. So, cancel culture.
Don't get me started.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really getting on my nerves.
It's hard.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's really, I have microphone issues from time to time. Yeah, this cancel culture thing is, like, really getting on my nerves. I mean, the only thing that, you know, the thing that comes to my mind, you know, right now at the forefront is, you know, in between the thing with Will Smith and then now, you know, the thing that's been ongoing with, like, Johnny Depp. Like, I remember in the beginning they were going so hard on Johnny Depp. They were just ready to, like, put him in a rocket ship and send him to another planet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And now
I'm not happy
like,
about that because that is... That was,
why are you not happy?
But what's going on?
Well, with Johnny
he's
Depp,
a,
because, you know, the whole thing. Well,
You know, the chick that he was married to, I think, at one time or whatever.
Amber Heard.
You know, defame his character. Yeah, whatever her name is. I never even heard
Amber,
her. I don't even know who that chick is. So,
he's
I
awful
mean,
man,
you,
right? She was an awesome man.
No,
awful.
I know. Nope. I don't even know who that chick is. I know who Johnny Depp is because that was my 80s heartthrob, and I still love him.
Okay.
You know, she's trying to, like, defame him, and it's just like, you know, I don't think he needs, like I said, we don't know how a person is. Like, I don't know him personally because I don't, of course. But from just seeing him throughout the years of him being an actor and a person, he's a very private person.
21 Jump Street. Yep.
Right,
yeah,
he's always been a private person. He's always been like that. I've never seen him or I've never even heard of anybody really saying anything negative about him, you know, until this trial. Like, maybe a little bit of negative, but it's not like... Once again, he's a human. This is what is so alarming to me, I guess, because I'm older now and I'm noticing it. People are human. I don't care how much money they have. I don't care if they're in the spotlight. I don't care if they're a good actor, bad actor, or whatever type of entertainer they are. They are still a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're bound
people
to
are going
to
have
people...
right. People are going to have emotions. They're going to do. Is they're going to get into relationships. They're going to get into marriages. They're going to have children. Everything that we do on a regular basis, they do as well. They just have money. So now my thing with him is, like I said, seeing him throughout his career, you never really, you know, I haven't even seen him lose his temper either or anybody like any of those producers or directors or even say anything really, like I said, negative about him. And, like, you could just tell someone their demeanor. Because he was very, like I said, he's in and he's just very, like, calm. You didn't even see him smile too much. He didn't laugh too much until maybe a little later on with certain testimonies and stuff like that. He just seems to me like a very mild-mannered person. And she seems to me, like, I can tell that she seems to me like, she's the aggressor. I could just, I just feel that with her.
You got to be
so
aggressive.
So you feel that this is a toxic relationship?
You what?
Very toxic.
She shit, Hot Rod, she shitted in the bed. How much more, unless you had stomach issues, you can't be shitting in the bed. Like, that's nasty.
Wait a minute, hold up.
She said what? Hold up.
Oh my God!
She shitted
in the bed. No, I understand what Big Red is saying. No, I understand what Big Red is saying overall. But at the same time, we really don't know these people. Like, people always
we don't
think when they see a television and listen or radio, people are fans first before they get to know someone. As you guys know, I know a lot of celebrities. I've met a lot of them. And you'd be surprised all the time, like, who is the a-hole and who is the nicest person? And when they ask me, oh, how's so-and-so? Oh, this person's the nicest person. Really? Well, you know, in public, this person looks like an a-hole or whatever. Like, when I met Kobe mm-hmm. Bryant, he was, like, the biggest arrogant. People could not stand him, all that stuff. And I was one of mm-hmm. those people. And when I met Kobe yeah. Bryant, we talked for, like, for a good minute. I love the man. He's like, wow. And like, I know this guy for, like, forever. Like, we are, like, good friends. So I understand what people are talking about, like, you know what?
Right,
people
yeah.
People take a misconception about that, you know. Like, you don't know who's the a-hole, who's the nicest person. And Johnny Depp, in the public eye, did not seem like an a-hole overall. He does his drugs. He does human stuff, you know. He's
right.
not the money. He's bored. That's what they do behind closed doors. If they're not doing any harm outside, it's really none of our business.
But she shitted in the bed. That tells me the story right
see,
there.
See, that I...
She
wow.
in the
that
bed.
That I didn't
yeah.
hear. Oh, my God.
Shitted in the
yeah.
bed, man. That
yeah.
says a lot.
That's nasty.
But, Brother B, she's using her power. She's a woman, right?
What is that?
She's
normal
a woman.
Just
she's using her power.
Listen, I don't care about power or nothing like that. You should shit it in the bed. Like, unless something was mm-hmm. wrong, like your stomach, you couldn't hold it, you couldn't make it to the bathroom. That was the case.
And she
yeah,
shit it in
Taco
the bed.
She shit it in the bed.
You don't know.
Yeah, I, listen, I don't know, but
also. You don't know.
But they went so hard to try to cancel him, and now look at it.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know, when it comes down to the thing of Will Smith, I'll say this. What can you say about him negative all the years that he's just been put in positive? When have you ever, other than to a similar situation, when have you ever heard Will Smith something negative, say something negative, or just be that negative person in the public eye?
Okay.
Okay,
I'll give it to Ms. Cherry.
And now all
Cherry.
Of a sudden, and now, huh?
I'll give it to Ms. Cherry. I know she got something to say.
No, I'm just saying, but my thing is, how do you, like, you know, everybody just turned their back on him so quickly and is just ready to just, like, do away with him, like, just cancel him. And it's like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You just forget everything that positive that he did. You know, you forget all the good image and everything that he's kept up for all these years. The man, whatever happened, I still don't believe it was real shit anyway, but that's just my opinion. How do you just toss him to the side? How do you just do this whole cancel thing and you don't even know the real story? That's my problem. Everybody wants to cancel you all, cancel, but you don't know the real story. You just quick, you know, people just jump in there, you know, their feelings and be like, oh, get rid of them. Oh, stop this. Oh, stop that person. No, you can't have this anymore. But you do not know the real story. And then years later, you come to find out, look, she shit in the bed. So, yeah, you want to shit on Johnny Depp, but
oh, man.
She shit in the bed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so
who's the real villain?
So, in other words, we should give everybody the pens to wear at night now, Brother B?
Depends. Edward Scissorhands. Can't be that bad of a guy. She shitted in the bed. Like, I mean, that's all I'm saying. Like, what can you
She's
really
disgusting.
Say to that?
That's so nasty. Like, what the hell you do
yeah,
that
what,
for?
Yeah, what, like, what
a
grown ass
woman at that. Like, you a grown woman? Like, you serious?
But no one's canceling her. No one's canceling her for shitting in the bed. But you still. You know, everybody, you know, it's like, oh, okay. No apologies to Johnny Depp for even dealing with that. No apologies to him.
So you
it was automatically off
male?
With your head.
Right.
Are you saying this because this seems like a man thing that's going on? It's canceling men? Will Smith, Johnny Depp,
no.
compared to the women, who
no.
are really the true troublemakers?
Oh, boy.
Well, you know what? It depends. You know what? I have to say it depends on who you're going against. It depends on who
garners the sympathy. Because if you look in the beginning, you know, everybody was jumping on Will Smith. Like, you, if you went on social media, everybody was tearing Will Smith down. Oh, you know, he should have defended. Yeah. He was supposed to defend his woman. He was supposed to do this. He was supposed to do that and this, that, and the third. And she turned around. She didn't even defend him.
Nope, she wasn't
the first
she
got to make a statement. She threw his ass right under the bus and the train.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. On her.
You know what else?
But Brother B,
everyone's looking at everyone's looking at him differently now. Everybody's looking at her differently because somebody said she should have said something.
No, I don't blame her. It's still Will Smith's fault. Will Smith.
It is Will Smith's fault. I'm not taking away the blame from him.
No, that's but if you know that's the type of woman she is, she's still he's still stay around with that, right? So that's really on
exactly.
Wait a minute.
So it's okay for a woman to get applauded, you know, for realizing that she's in a toxic relationship and getting out of it, but it's not okay for the man to have some type of breakdown or some dysfunction, you know what I'm saying, because he went that hard and loved somebody who just didn't want to be loved by him. So he doesn't get a pat on the back.
No, you got that wrong. Wait a minute. You got that wrong. I must have forgot. You didn't forget she said she didn't really want to marry. Her mother forced her into that. See, let's get that story straight. Don't make it seem like, oh, he loved her. So, no, she didn't want to really get married. Her mother forced her into that.
Red.
Because she was pregnant. And that's
what...
Red, I don't care. Yes.
How
I don't
you
care.
Somebody to get married. I'm going to whip your ass.
Her mother, hello, let me explain something to you. This is what this is what a lot of black, especially women, mothers do today too, because it was done to them. I had said that a couple of weeks ago when we did a show. Now, she did not really want to get married since she was pregnant and her mother was pressuring her to marry him because she was pregnant. And that's what a lot of women did. They didn't, because guess what? It was done to me. Not exactly that, but it was done to me where I'm getting pressured into something that I didn't want to really get into from my own own mother. Okay? That's because it was done to them. So don't, like I said, it's both ways. I'm not going to just put the blame on him or her or whatever, but it's both ways. She was forced into that. She maybe not really wanted to be married to him.
So she's the victim.
Okay, Big Red. Hold on.
I didn't say she was a victim.
Big Red.
I didn't say she was a victim. I said she was forced into it.
Okay, but Big Red, if that's the case,
mm-hmm.
Big Red, will you marry me then? Will you marry me, please?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Get out of here. Leave me alone.
What? I'm
for a reason. Leave me alone.
I'm just saying.
My thing is this, Brother B, if that was, once again, if that was the case, then he why didn't he see that? He didn't see that was something that was
forced. It's the same way.
Why did they get divorced?
Exactly. It's the same way sometimes.
You're right.
But it's the same way
if she had went on ahead and divorced, and then she still would have been looking like the bad guy. Like I said, we can't win either, because if she divorced her, she was that, and this, that, and she left her man and all other stuff, then we still would have got something.
But remember, guys, they are the one that put this business out there. She put her business out there on the record.
You're absolutely right. I agree.
Because Will Smith's first wife, she didn't come out talking shit.
She sure did.
She didn't come out. She didn't come out against him at all. She didn't say
his oldest son probably embarrassed by them. That family.
Yeah, like, yo,
he probably embarrassed. Listen, I don't want to talk to this Negro. They're crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you probably right. Glad. I'm glad I got the mother I got, because this Negro is crazy.
Now, just like a woman, it's okay for a woman to go out there and love hard. But, yo, okay, we have an example of a man that went and did the same thing, and look, now it backfired on him.
Well, that was on him.
So what? Yeah, see, and you know what? That's crazy.
Because you know why? Because you fail to see that once again. Men have to also take accountability and look at the type of women that they, you know, you think he just went into that and said, oh, Jada Pinkett, she's the best one. He had to see red flags with her as well.
He got him a gangster beat.
Okay, come on now.
And that's what he wanted.
What?
He wanted a gangster beat. And he got
he wanted
a
what?
Gangster beat. Remember, I need a gangster
beat. Yeah, gangster beat. Yeah, absolutely. Well, guess what? And that's my whole point. You got what you was looking for, and guess what? Now she don't care to give a damn about you. You should have known
what
that
before. What you gonna say, Miss Cherry? What you gonna say, Miss Cherry?
I was gonna say two points. We're talking about famous people, right? And we have to acknowledge that these people, they have publicists, they have people that follow them around to give them a certain image. We just don't really know who they are. And I always think about how Chris Brown, how he was sold on the market. He was going to be the new Michael Jackson. Everybody loved him until he started kicking Rihanna's behind. Remember back in the day? And then all that stuff came
and everybody
out,
hates
how
Chris.
He really was. All that stuff.
Yep.
Michael Jordan, you know, you would think from, if you look at him selling his sneakers, he's the nicest person in the world. Until you get to meet him.
These are people who
you know, they are closely monitored
Michael Jordan?
To make sure that they seem a certain way
to
the public. And then my second point is, as far as cancel society, I think cancel society is new for other people. It's not new for us. Our culture, the minute you do something, say you do something, small crime, and you get put in jail, You're canceled. You now have a difficulty getting a job. You have difficulty getting certain places that they want you to live. It has always been like that for black people or people of color.
But keep word, Miss Cherry, that you did something. That's the whole thing. Like there was concrete proof that you actually did something, or you were just black. So you being black is doing something. So we got to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so I'm saying
you're black,
us,
so you get, you know, no matter what, you're getting canceled.
For us, it's not anything shocking. This is a new phenomenon for them. This is a new phenomenon for people who have money that don't understand it. They've been brought up that their money can buy them out of their problems. They've been brought up that if they look a certain way, their friends will excuse their behavior. And now that's not happening. But for the average black person, we completely get cancel culture. We've been living it since we came into this earth. As soon as you make a mistake, you're judged for it for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But Ms. Cherry, can I ask you a question, Ms. Cherry? What about J-Lo?
Sure.
If J-Lo was a man that got a gay six times and got married seven times or whatever, would she be part of cancel culture right now?
Nope.
You know, would we be talking crap about some guy
you
being
have
married
Elizabeth
six
Taylor.
Times?
Elizabeth Taylor, what's her name? Zsa Gabor. All of them married, eight, nine times? And they were icons.
Hell yeah.
So she's just a
modern. But they were different.
They give her
they were
pass.
Pilgrims. They were different.
You know, yeah.
They were different. They were different.
Yeah.
They're different. Yeah, they
were.
Well,
how is that?
Even,
how are they different?
Because they're pilgrims.
They look a certain different way.
Yeah. Yeah, they look different. Like they're not. Yeah, it's not us. And there's nothing. It's nothing to get them. It's nothing against them. You know, being who they are. But you know, everybody treats their own people different. And you know, in the Pilgrim Society, they tout their people and they hold them to a certain standard. As to where, when it comes down to us, it's like, whatever. Okay, tar babies. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did it. Like, you wasn't nowhere near it, near the situation, but you did it. And they exploited. So you're trying to tell me, you know, this dude did this little bullshit fake ass, I was in character slap to Chris Rock, and he's like, for 10 years, he's banned from, who says that? Oh, banned him for 10 years. Like, you wasn't even messing with him before that night.
Well,
so do you really think he gives a damn about being banned from the Oscars for 10 years?
But
you've been
but
blowing
this is
him
the
off.
Thing.
So what's the
thing? Will Smith should have known better. I mean, I know he got a little bit of money, and I know he no longer lives in, where he's from the hood. But
it's
he somehow got into that
Sherry.
Mind frame that a couple of dollars can change what we all know can't change.
Yes.
I can't agree with that because Will Smith has kept
a
certain image
check.
For years. What reality
mm-hmm.
check? He did.
Yeah.
What did he do? What has he done negative? He doesn't put that. Stereotype out there.
Excuse me. I think we're missing the picture right now. That once again, Will Smith is human. He could be going through a mental distress right now. He went through his emotions,
exactly.
emotions to the best of him that night. That moment, I believe.
Of course.
And he showed the whole world
When others go through mental stress, they get therapy. When we go through mental stress, we go to jail because we're crazy. It could be the same action.
Yeah.
Will Smith does not get a pass.
Yeah,
Whether he had a mental breakdown or whatever, they want to lock his behind up. Nobody suggested he needs to go to therapy. You know, we've never seen this before out of him. He must have had a mental break. No one said that. They had the police ready to arrest him. And that's just a reality that he knows he forgot when he started getting a little bit of money. You would know. You would mm-hmm. know right now if you walk on stage and slap somebody in their face, they're not going to say, oh, you know, he must have been under stress today. You would know exactly where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming up off that slap. Chris Rock put some more money in his pocket because of that slap. Even Chris Rock's mama coming out talking. His brother mm-hmm. coming out, you know, talking about stuff. That little boy that had the entanglement, he came out. Didn't he make a song or something like that? Like
August all
seen.
Everybody's
coming out. And they're milking this for what it is. Meanwhile, you haven't really heard Will Smith say anything. Yeah, you really haven't. Like everybody else is saying stuff. You're right. But Hot Rod, tell me that you're not waiting for the Red Table Talk. Tell me you're not waiting.
I don't
even watch that show. I don't watch that show.
But didn't they already do it?
No, what, with Will Smith or Chris Rock?
Oh, no, not with Chris
what?
Rock.
By Will Smith doing that, he took himself from an image where they saw him as a certain level of a black male to just another violent black man. You know, he's done up to that point, he erased it. All they saw with a violent black man get on stage and attack another black man, sit down, start pushing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally negated.
Okay, but wait a minute.
Day one.
Hot Rod, correct me if I'm wrong. What was the director? What was the director who was accused of rape of a minor over here and he fled the country?
Roman Polanski.
And they still play his movies, and he still gets his props, and he still gets his credit.
Woody Allen
still gets
his props.
Yeah,
Woody
Allen.
Yeah,
he got
the whole
shot.
That young girl, white. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so,
okay.
I mean, once again,
we don't get ahead by comparing ourselves to others because we already know we're not going to be treated the same.
Exactly.
I can't excuse Will Smith's behavior because Woody Allen is a child rapist. I mean, Will has to stand on his own feet. And like I said, what he did by doing that in their eyes, he erased himself from where they had put him, which was, you know, he's a nice guy, he's successful, he has a good family going, to just another violent black man who lacks control, and he attacks other people.
NWA.
But that's the problem. It should not be seen that way.
I know. You're right.
It shouldn't, but you know what? Where are we living?
Yeah.
Where are we living?
Trojan Town.
Yep.
Once again, Hot Rod, K-Dog, Miss Cherry,
yep.
Big Red. And, another episode of The Menu in the Can. And I'm about to hit the sack. Like I said, I'm going to
hit the sack.
Thank you, everybody.
Back to back.
Have a good night. I'm going to go catch.
Good night, y'all.
Y'all be safe.
Good night,
out
guys.
There.
I'll be safe out
and
there.
Be safe,
yeah,
y'all.
Please.
Be safe
and
out
I
here.
Can't
yeah.
stress enough.
Be safe. Watch it.
Yes,
6, 9, 12, and everything in between, y'all. Be
right.
safe out there. Bye, ya. Peace.
All right. Later,
later.
Guys.
Peace.
Yeah, good night,
later.
Peace
good
out.
Night.